in his perfect time. We begin our new church year today, first Sunday in Advent, and behold, the King is coming. Thanks be to God. A couple of words on our worship service this morning. Our opening hymn, The Advent of Our King, 331, will stand on the last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1, page 151 and following. Worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. Please note that we make a few liturgical changes during the season of Advent. No hymn of praise. We'll sing that again on Christmas Eve. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this season, a time of preparation, a time of anticipation, a time of giving thanks for the gift of your Son, who has taken all of our grief, all of our sorrow, all of our burdens onto himself and into himself for forgiveness, life, and salvation. May our Advent preparations be blessed by you, and may our eyes be firmly fixed on Jesus, the King who comes to save us. In his powerful and precious name, we gather, worship, and pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 331. Page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins,
God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the intro.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who waits for you shall be put to shame. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the readings. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is from Jeremiah chapter 23. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them, then they shall dwell in their own land. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual.
None who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 13. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandments are summed up in this word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Continue now with our hymn of the day, 343, Prepare the Royal Highway.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Today is the first day of the Christian church year. It is also the first day of Advent. Advent means coming. It is a time we remember the arrival of Jesus. Behold, the Savior is born to you. Jesus, being conceived by the Holy Spirit, was coming to be born of the Virgin Mary. Coming to be born in a lowly manger. God Himself was coming to be with us. God Himself was coming to be one of us, a true Emmanuel. This is no surprise to us. After all, we've celebrated Advent for many years now. Advent all comes together for us on Christmas. Advent is the coming of Christmas. Christ the King for you. Our celebration of Christmas is in 24 short days. What thoughts cross your mind? Christmas is just a little over 3 weeks away. That's not a lot of time. You've got plenty of gift shopping to do. You've got to get gifts for the spouse, kids, grandkids, parents, grandparents, nieces, nephews, cousins, uncles, aunts, the mailman. And don't forget your neighbors. Some of those items that you need to find for your loved ones are pretty hard to find. Remember the Cabbage Patch dolls? Remember Tickle Me Elmo? One of your loved ones is going to want that latest video game or a new air fryer or one of those new Instapots. But first, you've got decorating to do. You either got to go get the tree down out of the attic or out of the basement or out of the garage, put it together, or you got to go cut a tree down or go buy a live tree, put on all the lights, if they all work, hang the ornaments, well, ones that haven't lost their hooks, put the garland on and the star on top. Hang the lights outside. Hang the wreath. Hang the stockings. Put out yard decorations. Maybe even window decorations. You better get going. There's plenty of preparation and planning and cooking that goes with this too. Who is having which dinner where? Where are you going for Christmas Eve dinner? Where are you going for Christmas dinner? What is it you need to prepare and bring? I'm sure there's an ingredient list that goes with that. Oh yeah, you've got to make your annual cookies as well. Maybe someone's coming over to your house this Christmas, and you've got to prepare a place for them. Well, and sooner or later, that first Christmas card comes in. Oh, darn. I've got to send out my Christmas cards, too. I'm sure there are many other things that you need to do this December. What does it look like? Do you start with the tree? Maybe the gift for the neighbor can be a last-minute thing. But that's not all. There's more. Confirmand questioning is this Wednesday. The kids' Christmas program is coming in just a little over 2 weeks. The kids' Christmas program practices. Advent services on Sundays and Wednesdays. Advent meals on Wednesdays. Fellowship with Christian family. Word of God preached and sacrament administered to you. Oh, yeah, that church thing. Is this another burden? Does this burden cause you more anxiety? The very thought of the Lord being a burden is prohibited. The Lord Himself declares in Jeremiah, as for the prophet, priest, or one of the people that says, the burden of the Lord, I will punish that man and his household. The burden of the Lord you shall mention no more. The gospel of our Lord is not a burden. The coming of Christ is not a burden. And it's getting close to Christmas, the birth of Christ. But in our Matthew text today, Jesus isn't an infant. He's 33 years old. Why? Why is this here? Jesus is coming to Jerusalem. He's actually sitting on a beast of burden. Now, these beasts, understand, these beasts could handle very heavy loads. They could handle up to the equivalent of a 55-gallon drum full of grain. These beasts of burden, they could handle very harsh weather and steep mountainous terrain. These beasts, these donkeys, they were also considered a symbol of peace, as opposed to the horse, a symbol for war. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming peacefully on a beast of burden. It is the first of his final days in Jerusalem. It is also the first time in Matthew that Jesus is called king. On his fifth day in Jerusalem, things get much, much worse for our king. But much, much better for us. We know what's about to happen. This is no surprise. You know that the king is coming to forgive you. You have heard these words right here in his church. You hear forgiveness right here in church, all on account of that Good Friday. Your burden is not where we fully receive the gifts of God. You are blessed here. You have grace and mercy here. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church is not a burden. Hearing of the King's coming is not a burden. Word and sacrament for you is not a burden. Your burden is sin. And sin, this December, is what is causing your anxiety. But it's understandable. Here's why. You've been tricked. You've been deceived by Satan. Satan wants you to think that anything that has to do with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is another burden. Satan will give you plenty of burdens to take your attention away from Christ's church. Satan will trick you into thinking that the church falls to the bottom of your to-do list, maybe even right off your list. Make no mistake about it, your burden is sin. You have this burden. So you know what you are. You are a sinner. you are also God's children. You know whose you are. You are being made holy here. You, the believers, you, the people of God, body and soul, you are the church. You are the bride of Christ herself. You are the daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion, I say to you, behold, your king is coming to you. Jesus Christ, your king, is drawing near. He's on his way to Jerusalem in our text to take your burden of sin away. And just before he gets there, he makes a stop. He sends ahead into a small town, his disciples, to go and get beasts of burden, two of them, to bring to him. How will this work? Jesus gives them a guarantee. He promises that this fulfillment will not fail. He says, with his concrete word, if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. Upon the return of the beasts of burden, these two beasts come back. The disciples cast off their burdening cloaks onto the beasts. Two beasts. More than enough, more than sufficient to handle the load. The Son of God, your King, our King, is more than enough, more than sufficient to handle your burden of sin. More than enough to handle the burden of sin of the entire world. But this is very personal. You have the burden of sin. Jesus takes your burden, all of it, to the cross. This should be no surprise to you. Zechariah announced this centuries ago. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The king approaches Jerusalem. Crowds of disciples are surrounding him, crowds of disciples in front and following him. Crowds of disciples that just saw the king raise Lazarus from the dead. But this is also very personal to them. They shout, Hosanna, save us! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They have good reason to shout. We also have good reason to shout. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who puts his holy name on his disciples. Blessed is he who puts his holy name upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Blessed is he who puts his word added to water. Blessed is he who makes us his very own. Blessed is he who washes our burden of sin away. Blessed is the King that arrives in Jerusalem. Blessed is our very King that is now at hand inside Jerusalem. Blessed is the King who is with us right now. The Lord is at hand. Paul says, with the Lord at hand, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. You have His same guarantee. You have His word. The King, now in Jerusalem, has all of your burden. Your burden, personally, on the King, as He is nailed to a wooden cross. What comes next? Blood. Not blood like you and me, not blood as we understand it. This is the blood of God Himself. Perfect blood. Holy blood. Pours out of the King and erases your burden of sin. It is in the very moment at Calvary, at the death of our King, that you are forgiven for all your sin. Death of our King fulfilled for our life. 3 days later, rising of our King fulfilled for our faith. We all want relief of our burdens. Nobody wants to suffer anxiety. We want relief from anxiety. Imagine, no worries, no anxiety, no tears. What is a place like that? What do you call a place like that? Well, that's heaven. Heaven comes to you here. Heaven comes to you in Christ Church. Heaven comes to you at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. All for the sake of Christ. All on account of His coming into Jerusalem for that Good Friday. Here is where you eat and drink the King's body and blood. You are given a foretaste of heaven here. Here in His word, you are given faith. Here is where you can trust you are forgiven. In your time in this world, here in church, is the absence of anxiety. Here are your brothers and sisters with the same burden. Here is your forgiveness. My friends, I encourage you all to know what your burden is this month of December. It hasn't changed since last month. It hasn't changed since last year. Your burden is sin. And we need the constant reminder of the advent of our King, as our opening hymn clearly states, all glory to the Son who comes to set us free. Father, Spirit, ever one, through all eternity. Amen. Having heard His word, we confess our faith to our faith to the King in the Nicene Creed on page 158. Please stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
This time we continue with the prayer of the church. In addition to the prayer requests listed in your bulletin, we have two additional prayer requests. We pray for Ann Reese, who's having surgery for cancer in the next week, and also Tom, who is also fighting cancer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Responding, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, as we enter into a new church year, fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we might lift our souls to you. Help us to know your ways, lead us in your truth, and open our eyes of faith to see that your Son, our King, comes to us humbly mounted upon his holy word and sacraments, here into the Jerusalem of his holy church, where he delivers unto us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, bless all pastors in Christ, that they would never tire of preaching Jesus Christ as the branch of David, come to be our righteousness and salvation, and continue to fill your vineyard with your faithful servants, that all people would hear this good news. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may put away selfishness and greed, seeking to love and serve others as you have loved and served us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty Father, keep this nation under your care and bless the leaders of our land, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and a blessing to other nations of the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, look with mercy upon all of those who are sick or suffering in any way, especially those whom we name from our own congregation or related to our friends and family. Tom, Ann, Galen, Pastor Douglas Thompson, Phyllis, Maureen, Matt, Pastor Kirk, Norma, John, Sharon, Craig, Barb, Deb, and all others whom we name in our hearts. Ensure that they receive the care they need and strengthen their faith, that they might hold fast to the sure and certain promises they have in your Son. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, bring us to the holy altar in repentance and faith, that we might sing Hosanna to the one who comes in your name to give us his body and blood to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of all of our sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Father, we give you thanks for receiving all those who have gone to their heavenly reward before us and now rest from their labors. Keep us with them in that same faith, that together with them we may receive the promised inheritance of your eternal kingdom as fellow heirs with your Son when he returns in glory on the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be with all of those who are traveling home from adventures with family and friends this last Thanksgiving week. Keep them safe, especially as there are storms in our nation and difficult traveling conditions. Watch over all and pour out your blessing upon them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Again, welcome, welcome in the name of our King who comes to us, carries our burdens, and forgives our sins. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship today. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of King Jesus would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Divine service continues with the offertory on page 159. Please stand.
We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming Him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when He comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me. In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Please stand as we sing the post-communion canticle found on page 165, the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. We sing our closing hymn, hymn 338. Hymn 338, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, our King, who comes to save us. Kids, go get some goodies. We'll be back in here for our Sunday school opening in about 10 minutes or so. You're all invited to coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. Two opportunities for Bible study today. We'll continue our look at Romans chapter 5 in the fellowship hall. Pastor Moline is back. Welcome back. Summary of Christian Doctrine, room 109. What are we studying today?
We're going to double-check the Ten Commandments and...
You'll make sure Vicar got it right last week? Okay. Yeah, that's probably pretty wise.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So that love being the fulfillment of the law like we heard in our epistle reading. All right. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. A lot of activities coming up now in the month of December. We started our children's Christmas program practice yesterday, so we have a lot of activities going with that. Our Wednesday schedule for the next 3 weeks is a little bit different. We have a fellowship meal serving from 5 until 6:15. Again, you're all invited to join us for that. Confirmation class regularly at 5:30 again. Worship, Advent worship for the next two Wednesdays at 6:30. There won't be any Bible study after church during the season of Advent. And on the third Advent Wednesday, 19th, that sound right? That'll be our children's Christmas program, so that'll take the place of our Wednesday evening service that night.
For Wednesday, my class, to save times, it's so large. If you want to come tell me your memory work while we're eating the meal, that would help out a lot. So,
okay, won't cause any indigestion or anything like that. Okay. We have new Advent devotional books out there. Help yourself. And we pray that God would richly bless our Advent journey to the manger, to the cross, and to the empty tomb. Please join us for coffee and goodies, the study of God's Word. Have a great day and week and Advent journey.
Saturday, to the kids' Christmas program practice.
Yes.
Make sure you come for that if you're in the Christmas program.
It's all on here. Check it out. All right. Great day in the Lord.